Welcome to Maseches Kilayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 2, Mishnah 8. Where in the previous Mishnah we saw that it's permissible to plant a furrow of pishton, a flaxseed, at the end of a person's field, because everyone knows that it's not there for Kilayim. On the contrary, it's not good to have it next to your grain. However, ein seim chin l'state tfu achar dol v'charia. You're not allowed to plant at the edge of your field a furrow of mustard seed or saffron seed, because actually those are good for a person's tevuah, for their wheat, and people actually plant it together with grain. So it's kilayim. However, if let's say the two fields have vegetables in them, and a person plants chardo v'charia, mustard seed and saffron, which are not good for vegetables, well then clearly he's just doing it to test out the soil, but not because he wants them to mix with one another. So halacha is, in that situation, it's permissible. V'soymech, a person is permitted to plant two rows of two different species, so let's say wheat and grapes, labur, if he has an empty field between the two types of plants, vilanir, or a field that has been freshly plowed. The Rishonim say that a person should make sure that that field is at least a base raiva, which is 104.6 square amos, so approximately 200 square feet. Vilagofa, he can also have a fence of stones that separates them, even if it's thin, a few inches thick. Vila derech, if he has a road that's 4 amos, approximately 8 feet, that is mafsik, and he can plant different species on different sides of the road. Vila geder shu gavoya asara tvachim, or a fence that's at least 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide. A fence would be made out of wood. Vila charet shu oimek asara, or if he has a canal or a deep pit, that's approximately 10 tvachim deep, so about 3 feet deep. Vira chavarba, and it has to be 4 tvachim wide. Vila ilan shu meisach ala aretz, or a tree where the branches of the tree are very, very low. They're within 3 tvachim of the ground, about a foot of the ground, even less. And if he plants one type of min, one type of species underneath the tree, then the branches of the tree that separate now between what's planted beneath it and that planted outside of it is considered a mechitza, it's considered a separation. Vila sela shu gavoya asara, or if he has a natural stone that's there, it has to be at least 10 tvachim tall. Virachav arba, it has to be 4 tvachim wide. Interestingly enough, this is different than a person who has a stone fence. A stone fence, even if it's very narrow, because it was made by man, it serves as a hefsek. However, if the stones are there naturally, or they're not a structure, they're just plain stones, the halach is that they have to be at least 10 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim wide. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.